Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome everyone. You're listening live here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. You're either listening in on blogtalkradio.com. You can be listening on Mike Spirit FM. In Spreaker, there's several ways of listening to us, and you're more than welcome for joining us. And I, for one, thank you for joining us. Today's show is no different to any other show. We have a wonderful guest here with us. We have a wonderful colleague and a wonderful friend of mine. And it's my pleasure to introduce to you back to the network. It's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hello, Mike. Thank you for inviting me back on your show. I'm very excited to be here this evening.
Well, that's good, Beth, because, you know, I've been excited for the build-up to the show because, you know, I always love working with you, whether it be live or whether it be on the radio. You know, it brings us an element of excitement through because I know, oh, I'm going to be working with Elizabeth, you know, and I feel so excited about that. And it's, no, it's always a pleasure to have you on here on the show on the Sunday because, as I say, you know, it brings us an element of excitement. I feel so excited.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Mike. I feel the same. I mean, we're very lucky because even though we live quite a long distance apart, we always seem to manage to get together. We enjoy working with each other, but not only that, we have good fun as well. We always have a good laugh, and, you know, I think we feel like we're brother and sister, don't we?
Well, most definitely, you know, and I think to myself, you know, that if I could choose a family within spiritual family, I know I'd certainly choose you to be a part of that family. And you know, I suppose we already have, though, Elizabeth, haven't we? You know, we've met up for dinner on more than one occasion, and... You know, we've come and joined together in working. You've come and watched me work, and you know it's fantastic that we're able to do that, and you know still be a part of this show particularly, you know, and also your show over on The Bridge Radio, which is www.thebridge.net, and I know I'm doing a little bit of a regular slot on there at the moment, aren't I?
Yeah, that's really brilliant because I'm so pleased that you've got a regular slot on my show because you bring another element to it. And what's lovely is that we're trying to take that show into new realms, really, because we don't want the show to get stale. We're always looking at new ideas and new ways forward with it. And one of these ideas was to get you on every week so that you can teach some of our listeners some psychic development. And I know we have a lot of progressing mediums that listen in, people who are just curious about this kind of work. And you sort of help them by doing psychic development, but in like a really nice, simple, easy way that's not only effective, but everybody can join in with it, whether they're an established medium or somebody who's just a little bit curious. It's sort of open to everybody, and I know that slot is becoming very, very popular, and people are getting in touch with me, especially by my Facebook page, which is Elizabeth Lee Crowther, and saying how much they're enjoying it, what we might be doing next week. So I do encourage people to listen in, because it's nice, because we work so well together, and I'm really privileged and honoured that you are now a part of my radio show as well. So that's really great. So I thank you for that, Mike.
Well, you know, Beth, the pleasure is all mine. And picking up there what you just said about a simple, easy way to bring your awareness to the psychic element side of this. You know, I've always said it has to be simple for one, for me to understand it, you know, because I'm not different to anyone else. I'm not a special person. I'm not, you know, I wasn't born with this fantastic and wonderful energy that, you know, people may portray that we have, because, you know, we're able to make a connection. I'm just a simple, ordinary guy that goes to work every day, looks after my Marley. I've got to mention my Marley because he'd get upset with me otherwise. and, you know, a dad, a partner, you know, everything else that goes along with it. I do all the normal things in life. But of an evening time, I make a connection to the spirit world. And, you know, to me, it is normal. It's a part of my everyday-to-day life. It's who I am. It's what I am. And you know, I absolutely adore working for the spirit world, no matter what. But, it, you know, saying it has to be simple for me to understand it. And, you know, I want to put this little test, because even though that we're doing this on your show, I'd like to maybe extend that to maybe doing a little bit on my show as well, maybe a little bit of development so that other people can have a chance to listen. I know that, you know, it's nice that we have people commenting on my Facebook as well as yours, Elizabeth, which is fantastic. You know, it's getting people working. And I'm going to check out this little challenge now and actually, I think I might bring our wonderful producer, Rob, in here, because maybe we can use him as a guinea pig at this end, Beth. How would you fancy that?
I think that's a super idea, as long as Rob is up for it. I'm sure that we can give him some tasks to do.
Right, well, before we bring Rob in, I'm going to just mention now to all the listeners, okay, and I want you all to try and use this exercise yourself. Try and use this of what I'm going to tell you, and try and use that ability. Try and expand your mind. So, Rob, if you don't mind coming in with us there for just a few minutes and joining us, is that okay with you?
I guess I'm here.
Okay. So the first thing I got to ask you, Robert, are you willing to try to see if we can maybe bring some psychic abilities out to yourself? Because I know that you've said to me several times, you know, man, there's nothing psychic about me at all. So do you want to have a try first?
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so first things first, let's blank your mind. Let's take today out of the equation. Let's take all of it, because I know that you've been ill, Robert, as well, and you know that we've been sending lots of energy to you for being ill and for a speedy recovery, which I'm sure that you have made a full recovery there. So let's take all the elements of your day away, okay?
And okay.
In your mind, and just think of nice. I said nice thoughts, Robert. Nice thoughts. Okay.
You want me to do what?
Just think of nice things.
Okay, Mike. You know darn well I can't do that. I have a nice. Okay, I'll try. All right.
Now, obviously, you can see Elizabeth's picture. Okay. You can't physically see Elizabeth, but that's fine. Now, let's in your mind, okay, and remember this is a visual thing, okay?
Oh, visual?
Okay, a visual thing, okay. And some
sure you want to go there?
Yeah, I do, but
okay.
On a spiritual level, Robert.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Okay, let's close your eyes, because some people find it easier to close their eyes, and I urge all the listeners to do this as well. Close your eyes and picture a little shelf above Elizabeth's head there. Okay. And tell me when you can see the shelf. Just visualize the shelf there.
All right, I can see it.
Okay. Now, visually, I want you to see things up on this shelf. And I want you to see three items up on that shelf. And you tell me of when you can see these three items. It doesn't matter what they are.
Okay.
Okay, three items up on that shelf.
All right.
Okay. Now, tell me what the first item is.
First item is a picture frame with her standing next to some friends.
Okay. And what's the second one?
Would be kind of like possibly looks like what they call knickknacks or a little statue, ceramic little statue, kind of like the Precious Moments deal.
Okay, like an ornamental.
Right.
Okay. And the third thing?
I guess that one's hard. I would say just like another knickknack, another statue or ornament.
Okay.
So one on each side of the picture.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. So, okay, let's look at this picture frame. Okay. And so, what kind of frame is it? A thin frame? Is it quite a thick frame? Is it squirrely? Is it just a wooden flat?
It looks like a hand, kind of like a handmade wooden frame.
Wouldn't so it'd be hand carved? Is that right?
Yeah, kind of like. Nah, I wouldn't say a store bought, you know, store bought wooden frame.
Okay. And the picture is with Elizabeth and somebody else in the picture.
Right, standing next to some friends.
Okay, so how many friends is in that frame there with her?
I would say three friends, including her.
Okay.
So that's four people.
Okay, so where would Elizabeth be standing in this frame? Is it in the middle of them? So
she's standing to one end.
To one end.
Right.
Okay. Okay, so is that a happy picture? Is it
Yes, it is a happy picture.
It's a happy picture. So let's try and break this down. So there will be a memory of a happy times with three other people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now we need to ask Elizabeth, would you understand another three people in your life that would go back on a memory link?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. And these ornaments, Elizabeth, now, Robert, how do you feel about these ornaments? Would you feel that they were like a gift, or would you say that these are something that Elizabeth has bought? And
I think it's something that she likes. Like, she likes to look at it. It makes her feel good to see them. Makes her happy.
Okay, so it's happiness, okay?
Right.
So is that with the two ornaments?
Yes.
Okay, so Elizabeth, would you understand why... So what you're saying there, Robert, that there's this memory of three other people that makes her feel happy, content, because content comes into the word happy, doesn't it? Feeling uplifted, because it's a happy memory. So would you understand, Elizabeth, that there would be three people in your life that would go back on a memory link? They would be very uplifting. Whenever you kind of think of them, it makes you feel happy and content.
Yeah, it's really weird, actually, because I've actually got a photograph of me as a child with three of my cousins. My sister and two cousins. And we've remained very, very close ever since childhood. We're still very close, and we still live in very close proximity to each other, and we go out regularly. And as Rob was saying, that was the picture I'd got in my mind. And my one cousin, who's called Vicky, actually brought me an ornament, which I can see it actually from where I'm sitting here in my dining room, and it's an angel. It's an ornament of an angel, and I've got it on top of a mirror. I've got a mirror in here with a very thick frame, and the angel balances sort of on the top of the frame as if it's like looking down on you, and it's weird because that's what it's making me think of.
Okay, so to bring an analysis to this, would you say what Robert has given you is like sufficient, remembering this is a psychic exercise, it's a sufficient psychic ability that Rob is trying to pick up there. And remembering Rob is on the other side of the world, of the picture frames, the ornaments, the feelings of being uplifted, happy, and going back on the memory link.
Yeah, I mean, if ever I am down, and I try to be very positive, you know, but I am only human, of course. But if ever I'm down, I would contact my sister or, you know, my cousins, and we'd all go out together. We always try and support each other and help each other, especially like when the chips are down, like one of us has got a problem. And so that's who I would turn to, and they turn to me as well. So that would be very uplifting for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's really interesting. I like that, you know, the two ornament thing is interesting as well, because I've also got these ornaments, which sounds a bit weird really, which are two ducks, which were my nan's before she passed away. So they're a bit like matching. So that's interesting. And then the only other two ornaments I've got which match, you know, like a pair, I've got two angel ornaments, which are a pair, which I like as well. So, yeah, he's picked up on some important elements there, I feel. And I think it's always good to pick things up like that and then perhaps go on to the next level of trying to interpret that yourself and expand on it.
So see, Robert, you know, from somebody of the opinion of, you know, I am got a psychic bone in my body, how simple this thing really is.
Yeah, I'm going to go start my own show right now. I'll see you guys over on my own shelf. Bye.
It is, you know, it's as simple as that, you know. But remember, you know, that's nothing to do with the spirit world. It is just a psychic exercise that we can use. And, you know, maybe I will introduce more. And particularly, I am introducing more on Elizabeth's show. So, you know, if you want to listen into Elizabeth's show, Elizabeth, you can tell people how they can tune in right now.
Okay, it's on every Sunday, UK time, 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And that's on The Bridge Radio. And the website is www.thebridgeradio.net. And as I say, every Sunday, 5 till 7 p.m. UK time. Details can be found on my Facebook page, which is Elizabeth Lee Crowther. And it's Lee, L-E-E, with a hyphen, and then Crowther.
Okay. And, you know, roughly about 10 past 6. The next few weeks I will be there.
That's your regular slot now, the 10 past 6 slot.
I can't get out of it now, Elizabeth. I'm committed and that's what it is.
That's it now. Every week, you see, they'll all be tuning in to hear the Mike Davis's psychic development tips, you see.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure, Elizabeth. You know, it's not far from the word of chores. It is nothing but a pleasure to come and join you there.
Well, thank you for saying that, and it's a pleasure to have you. It really, really is. What we're doing now also on The Bridge Radio is we've got a spiritual blog. So if people click on to Weekends and then Presenters and then click on to Beth Lee Crowther, they can go straight through to the Spiritual Calling Show's blog. And what we'll do, Mike, is put your details onto that blog as well so people can give you feedback about what they pick up, because what's nice is that it's interactive, isn't it, that people can have a go at these exercises that you're showing people how to do, and then they can report back how they've got on and let us know. We need feedback about how you are doing yourselves, you know. Is it helpful to you? Is there anything in particular you'd like Mike to expand on, or any other area of development you'd like him to talk about or show you a new exercise? So they can join in as well, which is really, really great.
Okay. And, you know, and that's a wonderful thing, Beth. And, you know, it's nice that we're able to do that and bring that to the listener as well, you know, which is, as I said, you know, it's absolutely fantastic. So, you know, it as I said, it's a pleasure, never a chore to be on your show. And, you know, I absolutely adore doing that. You know, I am going to make a bit of an announcement right now, okay? And that announcement is that my show will be moving over to a different network soon, okay? And it's not sad news, it's good news, okay? Because it's not farewell, it's not bon voyage at all, you know? I'm still here on Mike Spirit FM, and I always will remain on Mike Spirit FM. But my show... and just my show, the other guys' show is going to stay exactly the way they are, because the Mike Spirit FM network is developing so fast, so wonderful, and I must say so wonderful, and it's only thanks to the listeners that it's developed to what it is. My show will be moving over to another network called GH Talk Radio, GHTR, and that is only for my show. And more details will follow on this. And it's going to be, it may even be a bit of a longer show, Beth. Who knows? It may be a show with a bit of a difference. Who knows?
Well, I'll always be a guest. If ever you want me, you've only got to say, and I'll always come and be a guest for you anytime, Mike.
You know, Elizabeth, it's already been said, you know, that you will be a guest on there. You know, you don't actually have a choice in the matter, Elizabeth.
Oh, well, I don't mind at all. I mean, what I love about your shows, Mike, is that it's great because you get listeners from all over the world that love to have readings, and I'm always happy to give readings to anybody that gets in touch with you. Not only do I like to give psychic and mediumship readings, but of course I work as an animal communicator, and I like to give readings to people about their pets. Those can be pets that are living, that you may have a problem with your pet, for instance, and also bring through pets that are in the spirit world as well. So it's quite interesting for me when I get that side of my work is able to be broadcasted as well.
Well, you know, Elizabeth, you know, the first time that we launched Mike Spirit FM, particularly here on Blog Talk Radio. You was the first guest there on that very first day, and people should remember that. I certainly remember that show because it was such a moving show for me. The first time I ever went over to a two-hour show as well, so it was a bit of a time, you know. It was a hard time, okay? But it was so nice and it went so fast because I was thinking, you know, how would you go from 1 hour to 2 hours without even realizing? And you know, the show just went perfectly. And I must say it was perfect. And so who knows, Beth, maybe you will be the first one on there with me on GHTR. And
well,
I'm
let me say this, Mike, I'd better be the first one.
Depends, Beth, if you give me £20 this time, you know? No, all joke aside,
I'd love to. I would be very honoured. Seriously, now, if you asked me to be the first guest on your new show, I would be very, very honoured.
Well, you know, Elizabeth, I probably will be inviting you on to that network straight away, the first show. I probably will, without any doubts, because I know that you bring, you know, lots of. And you know, you kind of make me work hard as well. And I mean,
that.
And the greatest of respects, because I know that you have such a wonderful communication to the spirit world. I think, my gosh, I got to pull my socks up here, you know, because Elizabeth is on with me. And you know, so you kind of do make me work hard. And I like that. That's a good thing.
That's good, isn't it? But do you know what? I always think we have to be pushed sometimes, not so that we don't stay in the same position that we're in. We need to come out of our comfort zone because we never want to get stale as a medium, do we? And we must always progress. And that's really important, you know, in this work, is to progress and learn new things and, you know, dip your toe in the water where new things are concerned, because it would be very, very easy to stay doing the things that we know and that we're comfortable with. And I don't think that is the way forward when you do this work. And, you know, we've done shows together and it's hard, isn't it, to step out on the stage and face an audience of people. That's hard as well. And we like to do that and we get involved in that as much as we can. And I'm always apprehensive before I do any kind of radio show or stage work or even a private reading. And I always think, do you know what? That's really, really good that I feel that way. And I think the day that I don't feel a little bit nervous or a little bit apprehensive is the day I shouldn't be doing it. I don't know what you think about that, Mike.
Yeah. As I said, you know, it's sometimes, you know yourself, Beth, you know, you were a host of your own show. So sometimes you're thinking, do I know this person enough? Am I ready to work with this person? You know, I kind of try and hold that back and try and just do what I do at the very best I can. And I know that you do exactly the same. You know, I've listened to your show many times. But standing out to a demonstration, to go and do it, I mean, it was only Wednesday that you was with me when I was doing a demonstration up in Birmingham there. And I must say, you know, I really enjoyed working in Birmingham. The energy was flowing absolutely tremendous, I think. So, you know, it's nice to see us in a different way of working as well, from a live demonstration to a radio show, and, you know, being so many miles away from each other than being in the same room, you know. But I want to give a bit of thanks out to people at the moment. First things first, I want to thank those that was there on Wednesday to the demonstration I've done. Which you was there, Elizabeth, to the one in Birmingham. And I think they had a very good night there, wouldn't you say?
Well, you were superb. And I'm not saying that because you're one of my best friends. I genuinely mean that, Mike. You gave very specific evidence from the spirit world. I mean, only in your first reading, you moved the person that had the reading to tears because you were specific, you were empathetic, you hit the nail on the head for them. I really believed you helped that person come to terms with their grief. And I was in awe of you. I really, really was. The energy in the room was electric. You couldn't hear a pin drop in that. Well, you could hear a pin drop in that room is what I want to say, because people were transfixed by the amount of clear, accurate evidence that you gave. It truly was a wonderful experience. And I'm so glad that I was able to join you on that night, because I wouldn't have missed it for the world, Mike. You know, you're a fantastic medium. I sing your praises wherever I go, and I'm just very, very pleased and honoured to be working with you in this way. So you've got to keep doing your shows, because anybody that's listening in that's never seen you live, make the effort and go and see Mike, because it's well worth it. It really is.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth. I must say, you know, that's really nice of you saying that. But, you know, I want to give thanks to you for being there and for taking the the microphones around, because that was really nice of you. Excuse me. And I want to thank Karen for putting the night on, because I know that she worked very hard in doing what she done, and she done a fantastic job. So well done there to Karen. And also on only last night I was working again with two other hosts of Mike Spirit FM, and our listeners will know that it was advertised for quite some time. It was with Nick Humphreys and Oscar. And I must say, you know, again, a fantastic night. And again, you know, my first communication, she was in tears again, you know. But I don't think it was tears of sadness, tears of joy, knowing that the spirit world is still there. Knowing that the spirit world is always around them. And you know, that's the wonderful thing about this work, isn't it?
It is, because sometimes people cry, and that's very healing. It's an emotional release, and it's what they need. You know, so sometimes people are shocked and they go, oh, look, you know, they're crying and that's a bit, but it's not. It's natural. It's normal. And if you can release something within you, sometimes that's the first step to moving on as well. So I always see that as very, very important. And people do cry when it's meaningful and they can identify with what you're saying. And you know what? They just know that it's real then, that you really are communicating with somebody in the spirit world, one of their loved ones. So it's always a joy, really. And they're not normally tears of sadness. They're normally tears of realization and relief. So I always see that as very therapeutic when anybody cries. And do you know what I always think is funny, though, is that they always apologize, don't they? They go, oh, sorry, I'm sorry for crying. Don't ever be sorry for crying. I don't think you should ever be sorry if you cry, do you?
No, definitely not, because it's, you know, sometimes we kind of need to bring that emotion forward, to kind of maybe not so much move on, but to accept that this person's in the spirit world, that their loved ones has moved on. And you know, it's nice to be able to break through that barrier, if you like, of knowing that life, you know, it's eternal. You know, it doesn't end at that grave. You know, we just simply go to the next dimension of life, of what we believe to be the spirit world, and able to bring that through. You know, that's the wonderful thing about what we do, Elizabeth, isn't it? You know, able to communicate. Elizabeth, I'm so conscious. You know, I've just looked up and you know, we've already taken like a quarter of the show chatting away. a little embarrassing, really, because, you know, we could talk for hours. We could do the whole show and talking, which that's fine, but I think the listeners might get a little bit annoyed. But, you know, it's about our experiences, and that's the main thing. You know, it's not all about giving of messages all of the time, is it? But, you know, we are going to go to the phone lines very soon. And let me just tell people how they can call in. You can call in by calling 760-283-4611. Or if you're outside the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening in Blog Talk Radio, there's a Skype button, and you can press that, and it's free to call in with Skype. So we're going to go to a short little break here, Elizabeth. Play a little music, and we'll come right back just after this. Okay, and welcome back, or if you've just joined us, you're more than welcome to be here. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show live on Blog Talk Radio, MikeSpirit.fm, or even in Spreaker, whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome. I have a wonderful guest, a wonderful colleague, a wonderful friend, and a wonderful co-worker with me today. It's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. Hi, Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm loving being on your show tonight, Mike. Thanks for asking me.
Okay, wonderful. Well, are we ready to go to the phone lines?
I'd love to do some readings. That would be really great.
Okay, so let me just tell people how they can call in for a reading, okay, because I know that I'm seeing some messages in the chat room. It's free to call in, and you can do that by 760-283-4611. Obviously, it's free if you are in the USA. If you are outside of the USA and you do not have Skype, then it will be a charge for this number. It's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are outside the USA and you want to call in and you want to call in for free, then you need to be on Blog Talk Radio where you will find the Skype button. And if you have Skype, you need to press that button and then you will be able to call into the show. So there's the simple ways of calling in. It's 760-283-4611 or Skype. That's the free ways. Or if you don't have Skype, or if you're not in the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. And let's go straight to the phone lines, Elizabeth. And I do believe that we have Jill on. Jill, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hiya, Jill. May I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm an elected official on my school board, and the state is talking about removing us. Will I get removed? Will they remove all of us? Will I get to stay?
Okay. Let me hand you over to the wonderful Elizabeth.
Thank you.
I'm sure we'll be able to give you some closure or some answers there on that. So, Elizabeth, it's all over to you.
Hello, Jill. Thanks for getting in touch with the show today. I didn't quite hear what you said. Did you say that you wanted to know whether you were going to be removed from a school board?
Yes.
What do you mean by a school board?
What's that? We make all the decisions for the school district and the state. We didn't agree to do something they wanted us to do.
Okay, I understand. Okay, I understand what you mean now. I just wanted to clarify that so I was going in the right way. I'm just shuffling my cards to have a look because I do like to use oracle cards as part of my reading. I think that this board that you mentioned, what's very, very interesting about the cards that come up around it is that would you say it's been starting to run more and more like a business? Because I've got the business.
I'm not sure.
Okay, I've got the business card around this. And what I want to say is also there, I feel as though they're looking at like the costings of things and how much it is. And I think that there's some certain people that are involved with this board that you say that are looking things on a financial level. And I think that they're looking at it and that's why they're trying to disband it or move things on. There's almost like a threat element as I look at this situation. I do also get the card that says exhaustion. So I feel personally for you that you've been going down many different roads with this and you just keep meeting a dead end and you feel exhausted with the amount of effort that you're putting in. I think that it's going to be hard for them to actually disband the board and to move it, but I think that you're really going to have quite a struggle and quite a fight on your hands, if I'm honest, because that's the way I'm seeing it psychically. So I think it's going to be hard to keep it together.
So do you see me staying on the board?
I think that although you want to stay on the board, I almost feel it may be within your interest to get your energies involved into something else. Because I've got the card here that says gifts. and I feel psychically, Jill, that you're a little bit wasted in what you're doing there. I think that you can progress and go on to pastures greener and pastures new. I really feel that there's another opportunity that is coming to you that is going to be very worthy of your time, commitment and efforts. So I want you to expand your mind and not just think that this is the only way forward for you with this school board, because I really believe there's other things out there for you which you're going to feel that you're very much suited to, and that you're going to get big rewards from placing your energies into something new. Because I see that there is a turning point coming up for you. I've got the card also of assertiveness, and I think that your little bit of a downfall really is not that you don't always push yourself far enough. You don't give yourself credit for what you are capable of. This card is saying, come on, stand up for your beliefs, but push yourself further. And I think to a degree you're a little bit wasted, because I see that you're a lady of many, many talents, because we've got this card, as I said, the gift card that's come out. And I think that you are capable of more than where you are. And I just feel that this school board is exhausting you in the wrong ways, and I think you can put all your energies into something new. Now, can I just ask you, Jill, is Mom in the spirit world?
Yes, she is.
Because I've got a lady who joins me very closely, and I've just asked her who she is. And she's saying to me, tell her I'm Mom. Tell her I'm Mom. And I'm with you on this. Mom seems to me that she could be quite a force to be reckoned with at times, and that she could be quite assertive. And I do believe that Mom is sending her energy to you to help. But I just feel like you might be fighting a bit of a losing battle, if I'm honest. So look at other options that you can go down. As I look at Mom in spirit, she's got a cat on her lap that she is stroking. And I feel that she's looking after that cat on your behalf. She's also making me look at the initial G. Is there anybody called Gerald or Geraldine or a similar name to that that you can place?
Someone, but they're not really, it's a man and he's not really my friend.
Well, would you understand why that's brought up as significant at the moment?
No.
Just remember that that's been given in case they're coming back into your life for some reason. Would they shorten this person's name to Jed?
No.
All right, because it's almost like I want to say like Gerald or Geraldine, but as if people call them Jed. When you get off the call, Jill, please write that down, because I'm getting that very strongly. And I think that's something that you'll understand a little bit later. I also pick up that as I go ahead for you into next year, May 2013 is going to be a very significant month. And I do see that next May there's lots and lots of changes. I do think that you're going to be relocating. And where I see some kind of relocation or a big draw for you is going to be to a place surrounded by a lot of water. I don't know whether you're actually going to be overlooking a lake or a river, but I see you standing next to water and it feels like a very homely place for you. So I don't know if you've got ideas at the moment about relocation or living by water, but I'm seeing that quite strongly. So have you got any anything that is going on like that that you're thinking about currently?
No, unless I meet someone.
Okay, well, just bear that in mind, because they're taking me to May next year as I look psychically ahead for you. I've also pulled out, as you said, when I meet someone, you've got the love life card that's come up for you. So I do think that there is somebody coming in for you on a relationship link. And I look at the initial S, and I want to say a name of Stephen or Stanley. So please write that down also when you get off the call, because I think there's going to be a great meeting. I want to say a meeting of minds there, because intellectually I do feel that you're both going to be very matched and you're going to really push each other. And I think it's almost like I look at you two as if it's a game of chess, because there'll be a lot of strategies there. But it's almost like this man will really, in a really lovely way, stimulate you intellectually. And so you'll never be bored with this person, because there'll always be something very, very interesting to do and something very interesting to talk about. I know, Mom, would you understand Mom having a lot of mobility issues before she crossed over?
She ended up the last 6 weeks of her life being paralyzed from the waist down.
Oh, okay. Because she showed me a lot of mobility issues before she crossed over, and I really felt that this lady was unable to walk before she crossed over into spirit. And why she's showing me that is because she's saying, like, oh, I can run around now and I'm all back to normal. And I think that must have been very hard for her, because she shows me that when she was here on Earth, she liked to be busy. She was a very energetic person. Do you understand that?
Independent, yes.
Yeah, very independent, very energetic, liked to do her own thing. I don't think she liked much help with things. She just liked to do her own thing in her own way.
Yes.
She's a strong-minded character. That's how I would describe her. She also talks to me as somebody having a hearing aid fitted or having trouble hearing.
Did you just say, is someone having trouble hearing?
Yes.
My daughter's husband just died in a motorcycle accident in November, so it could be her.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. But, yeah, I just felt more, though, somebody who was suffering from some level of deafness.
I don't know.
Okay. Physical hearing problems. You know, when we would have a hearing aid fitted to assist us to hear correctly.
I see. My daughter's best friend can only hear in one ear.
Oh, okay. Because Mom has just shown me something that she is watching here on Earth to do with that. And would you also understand somebody that liked to make jam?
No. I'm sorry.
It's funny, because she's shown me this picture of, like, loads of fruit going into a big saucepan, as if somebody had a love of jam, or somebody loved to get the fruit to make the jam. She's telling me you know what that is, so I've got to give it you in the way that it's been given to me. So you'll have to have a little think about that as well. And also, have you got links to anybody called Gary or Gareth yet?
No.
Because I'm also getting the name, it sounds like Gary. So I need, again, please put that down, because I do work as a psychic, so I get a lot of info for the future, not just on a mediumship level. And you'll have to let us know at mikespirit.fm how you get on and what comes up around that for you. But going back to your original question of the school board, I really think you're gonna have a struggle on your hands to keep that going, really. But don't despair, because you'll be going on to something that suits your needs far better, Jill.
Okay.
Okay, lovely that Mom came through to you, and
okay.
I hope that's helped you.
Thank you so, so much.
Okay,
You're welcome, Jill,
for calling in, and thank you, Elizabeth, for that wonderful reading there. But, Jill, if you come on over to Mike Spirit FM, that's where you'll have a copy of that reading in the archives. And I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, let me go. Well, just before I go back to the phone lines, I do want to mention something. I am in the chat room, and I'm going to say this for the benefit of my producer, Robert. I am Mike host, so I know Robert is being quite playful tonight, and, you know, that's fine. He's quite funny, and he's making me laugh as we speak, but never mind. Robert, you keep up the good work there, mate. You're doing a fantastic job. But I will say, you know, I am in the chat room. I am reading some things. I will ask you guys, please be patient with us. I know that the lines are very busy, and we will get to as many as we can when we can. Okay, I know that some of you may have called in right at the beginning of the show, but please be patient with us. and we will do our very best, okay? And let me go to the phone lines now, and I do believe I have, I'm going to get myself into trouble here. I think it's Piera. Piera, are you there with us?
Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, did I pronounce that right?
Yeah, you sounded pretty good. It was Piero, yeah.
Okay, well, I'll give myself a gold star for that one. can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I was really, really curious in what you or Elizabeth see in my future regarding profession, as in what I need to do it and what could get me ahead in this.
Okay, well, my forte here is to link to the spirit world, okay? And I will certainly do that for you, if you wish, and make a connection with the spirit world and ask them that question of what you've just asked me. Is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Because I know I've got a lady that joins us here from the spirit world, and I know that she comes close here to me, and I know that she comes close to your mum's side of your family as she makes a connection. And I know, as I'm seeing that, that I wouldn't, that I certainly want to say to you that she would maybe go back a generation to your grandmother, because I feel as if I want to be like a grandmother with this lady. And I certainly know that when she passed on to the spirit world, she takes me as if I want to say that she came in and out of hospital for quite some time. So I know that she went into hospital, she came home, she went back in, she came back home. And I know that their life, the end of her life, was very much like that before she passed. I do see as if I want to say to you that there was a multitude of things wrong with this lady, with her body, I want to say, because she says to me, I was treated for so many different things, and she said, I just slipped away in the end, because it's like as if she had enough, okay? I just wanted to go home to the spirit world. So do you understand of a lady that would connect with you like this?
Not really. I mean, my grandmother on my mom's side is alive, and on my dad's side, I don't know anything about anyone on my dad's side, so...
Okay. So it can be a little bit difficult, that's okay. But I want to find out a little bit more about her, okay? And take a little time with her to find out exactly who she is and the reason that she's come here for. Now, she tells me that your family is a little split, so I know that there's a family that's... that lives away from you and family that lives around you. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And she tells me that she's from the part of the family that would have, there would have been a distance between you. Okay, so know that there would have been a distance between you and the family. Sorry, there would have been a distance between the family where you are now to where this lady would connect. Okay, so does that link with the one that you didn't know?
I've never met them. I really don't think they met me. It was just completely okay. Like I never met anyone on that side.
Okay, then that's fine. Okay, because I know she wants to make a connection here with you at the moment. Even though that you didn't know them, that makes no difference. Okay, in the spirit world, they know us because they can be anywhere that they need to be. Okay, now I'm going to ask her a little something about your life to clarify and to prove to you of who she is. Okay, and she says to me that you know, in your life at the minute, you feel as if you're torn in so many different directions. Is that right?
If I'm what?
That you feel torn in so many different directions at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, to a degree, yeah.
Okay. And I know that you asked about your future, about work and a career choice and career movements there. And what have you right in saying that this is something that you've been thinking of for quite some time? It's been on your mind for a long time, hasn't it, about making a move to a different, total different career choice. Is that right?
I'm focusing on one thing, but it's a really competitive kind of job.
Okay, and you know, as I said, but it's totally different to what you are used to. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I know that's what she talks to me about. Okay, it's a total different career choice for you. Okay, I know the area that she wants me to go into is to say to you there that you know once you put your heart and soul into it, you're the kind of person that doesn't like to go backwards. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's always like kind of moving forward for you, because I know that's what I want to put in front of you, is to move forward.
Right, so keep the cycle moving, just keep everything moving.
just keep moving forward because I know it's going to be the right choice there for you, okay? Now, she does show me then, please, here, that as we move forward, that you're feeling as if you're leaving other things behind, okay? And I don't know if you feel as if you're putting your life on hold a little there or something, but I want to teach you that, you know, we need to keep moving forward, keep motivated, and keep our head up because I feel that's what I want to put in your life. Keep your head up high, okay? Because stop looking backwards because you're allowing the past to influence your future. Do you understand this?
Yeah, in a way.
Okay. And she wants me to say here to you that, you know, the more that we move forward, the easier that life will become, okay? Now, I want somebody else to come through here from this spirit world that you would understand, okay? I know that, see, as I'm asking for somebody else to come here that you would understand, there is somebody of a younger age that would have passed on to the spirit world of quite a young age. I feel as if I need to say to you, it's like, you know, as if I were to put, like, impact, I want to put an accident in front of you here, as if somebody would have passed with a road accident. I believe I want to be not so much like thrown, but I believe I was to do with like motorbikes. I don't know whether he was on a motorbike or he was hit by a motorbike or something. But I believe I want to see. No, I want to be pushed so far forward as if I was hit. And I know I would have been to do with motorbikes. So do you understand of a young gentleman that comes through from the spirit world that would have passed with some kind of motorbike accident there?
Personally, I did not know someone who passed away from a motorbike incident.
Okay. Okay. Let me go back in your life a little bit here, okay? Would you understand of why I would want to say to you that there's three? The number three is important in your life. So whether that you are one of three or you have three children or the number three keeps coming up here. Would you understand the three?
Besides it being a nice number, not really.
Okay. Okay. Well, I don't know why I'm guessing that then, but the number three, I'm not going to deny anything. I'm going to give it to you the exactly same way as it comes through to me, okay? The number three, okay? And I know that it would either be that you are one of three or you have three children or there's the three is important in your life for some reason here.
Okay.
Okay. And I know I want to say that the main reason that you called in for was to find out how you go forward, okay? The only way for you to do that.
Well, I want to know first, then I want to know how.
Yeah, okay. The way for you to do this is simply to hold your head up high and walk onwards with it, okay? Don't let nobody hold you back because I know that in the past, you have allowed people to hold you back, okay? And I know I need to say to you, it's time for us to move forward, onwards and upwards. You know, those targets are there. Aim for them, reach them, and you will get them. Okay, do you understand where I'm going here?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I know as well that the September is important to you. Would you understand the month of September?
No.
Okay, it would either mean a birthday, a passing, or anniversary. Please put some thoughts, okay? I'm not going to go on too much longer with you because I know I've left you a lot to think about, okay? And, you know, you couldn't get a copy of this reading. I'm sure when you listen back to it that you will be able to understand the three, the September anniversary, and the lady that make the connection, okay? I always said and always will say sometimes our best evidence comes when we do the research in ourselves. But please find out about them, okay? And please come back to us at any time here at Mike's Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And let's go straight back to the phone line, dear Elizabeth. And I do believe I have, and I'm going to get myself into trouble again here. It's attendant, is it?
Is it Annette?
It's Annette.
Okay, Annette, okay. Well, it looks so different the way I'm reading that, I got to be honest, Annette.
No, I think there was just a misspelling, and then I had a look at it, and I realised that it was spelt wrong, and I thought, oh, I'm sure that must say Annette.
Yes.
Beth, what I got to say is you must be psychic. Okay, Annette, can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I'm calling in regards to a work opportunity.
Okay, let me hand you over to the wonderful Elizabeth, and I'm sure that she will do her very best there for you.
Thank
Hello,
you.
Annette.
Hi, Elizabeth.
apply, you want to have a look at a work opportunity, it's very interesting, because when you were just there on the line, I was looking at some cards straight away, which actually I took from my romance pack, but I did feel it's still relevant to the question. And what I want to say to you is the card that's come out is there's a passion card. So where work is concerned for you, Annette, you need to be working in an area that you really feel passionately about, not just a job that brings in money because we have to pay the bills, but something that you actually love to do. And I feel that that's really, really strong around you. What I'm a little bit concerned about psychically, what you're talking about with the job opportunity, is a card I've pulled out that says, pay attention to the red flags. So if it's a work thing that you have some reservations about, then you need to really look at why you have that feeling about this, okay?
Okay.
So would you understand that there is a little bit of apprehension there?
I think with me, yes, because it's going into something new.
Is this an opportunity because you've got a passion for this kind of work, or is it just a case of I've got to meet my bills?
Well, I don't want to get into anything where it's just a case of meeting my bills. That only leads to trouble.
I'm glad you've said that, because when I've got cards like passion coming up around job, it really does mean that if you don't go into something that you really are being mentally and emotionally rewarded for, then you are not going to stay in that position, because it will. Some people would just go to work and just carry on and carry on because it's a means to an end. They show me that you're not that type of person.
No.
You have to be fulfilled within your work commitments, okay?
Yeah.
And this is why I needed to raise this with you. So where work is concerned, you need to go in with what you love and pursue it. Because I know that I can see for you in the future, you work in a very hands-on practically with people. They're telling me you're a great people person. You know what to say and you know when to say it, and that is always at the right time. You're a source of inspiration. You're a source of comfort. You have a listening ear. You are a great counsellor, Annette. All these things I'm being shown about you, and you need to match that with a work opportunity. I do not see you sat in an office. I do not see you working in a call center, because those kind of things are not going to suit you. You need to be hands-on with people. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And that's where you're going to soar and you're going to fly. I also feel there is some kind of nursing element attached to you, whether that's emotional nursing or whether that's physical nursing. But nevertheless, you are able to make people feel better about themselves. And I think that's super that you've got these wonderful abilities. Now, diet is coming up around you because you've got the vegetarian card. Now, that does not mean that you have to become a vegetarian, but it's certainly saying to you, watch what's going in.
Yes.
Watch what foods you're having, because you're going to have great energy reserves for this position that you're going to get. So you've got to make yourself feel as good as
absolutely.
You possibly feel. And I do believe that that's important right now. A super card, hello to the new, goodbye to the old, is there. And so you've got to meet new challenges head on, is what I want to say. Now, very quickly, is Dad over in Spirit World, Annette? Dad.
That I do not know. I don't know. I don't know anything about my dad.
Really? Because I'm getting this link from a male and he feels like a father figure. And I've got to give you that. Now, you may not know, but what I want to say, there is initial around this man of the initial B. Is there a name like Bert or Ben connected? Do you know?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay, well, I'm getting the initial B from whoever is stepping forward. So I need you to just have a little think about that. The other connection that I get from the spirit world, would you have somebody's beads, like a pearl necklace or a a beaded necklace.
Yes.
Because I'm being shown that as somebody is showing me that from the spirit world and saying, you've got that, you've got that. And they're so pleased that you cherish it.
Yes.
Okay, you understand that. And they keep showing me like this wooden box. So I don't know if you keep it in a wooden box, but they're showing me this wooden box. And then I look at you recently opening pages or looking at photographs and going back quite some years and having these memories, but also there is curiosity attached to these photographs. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because they're just showing me that as well. And it's like they've been sat with you as you've been going through and doing this. I'm looking at you writing a very, I don't know if you've done this recently or about to do it, but it's like a very heartfelt letter. It's like you're putting all your thoughts and feelings onto paper. And it's almost like that you've got to get something out. And the way that you do it is by writing. Do you understand that, Annette?
Yes.
Because that is also being seen by the spirit world, and that's being encouraged too. And you are a great listener to music, they tell me, or writing music. There is some musical thing there also, I can see.
Yes.
That's being shown and applauded. And it's really odd, because as I've said that, it's like I can hear, I don't know whether it's guitar music or harp music, but I'm looking at very long strings. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because they're showing me that as well. So it's really, really interesting what I want to get, you know, with this. And such a fast, energetic connection that I've got. I'm struggling a little bit to talk fast enough to keep up with them, which is funny too. They're telling me about Lisa. It sounds like a name of Lisa. I need you to remember that that's been given.
Okay.
Lisa. I'm getting that quite significantly for you, so please jot that down when we end the call. This is really odd. Would you understand anybody that either works in the confectionery industry making sweets or biscuits, or somebody that would be having a real love for sweets and biscuits? It's like I'm looking at loads. Oh, go on, sorry.
I'm thinking my mom.
Okay. Did she work in that industry, or is she just
addicted
to it?
She just likes to dip into it.
Okay. It's like there's a big thing, though, around it. Do you understand? Like, I mean, lots of people like to eat chocolate. I don't mean that.
Yes.
It's got to be significant.
Yes.
Okay, that's fine then, because I get it in a really, really significant way. Which is their way of letting you know that they're around and that they're watching. And who would be sort of the hairdresser or would have to have their hair absolutely perfectly done?
Oh, my gosh. That could be, you know, that could be just anyone in my family. Everybody's
really
big on hair. Yes.
Because it's almost like there isn't allowed to be a hair out of place. You know, as if like there's all these like styling products and hairsprays and the hair looks quite sort of really like big hair but it has to be
might,
perfect.
You know what? It might be me.
Really?
But,
have you
but,
got an
but,
obsession with it?
Well, I love wigs. I love to wear wigs.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I love wigs.
Okay, because they show me like this really, really big, significant hair thing. So I understand now why that they're showing me that, because I know it must be a big thing in your life, you know.
Yes, I love my wigs.
Oh, how lovely! Do you have different colors, color hair as well, or do you just stick to the same color?
I stick with the same color and maybe a little bit lighter.
Oh, go for something really drastically different. You know, I bet that would be really good fun.
Yes.
Try it, and you know you might take on a bit of a different personality or something.
Yes.
Now, that sounds really interesting. Now, do you mind me saying, are you single at the moment, Annette?
Yes, I am.
Because they've just shown me new love coming in for you. That's why I needed to check you were single.
Wow. Oh, very
good. So you've got a new partner on the horizon. And I just feel like at last.
Yes.
So have you been single for quite some time?
Yes, for over 10 years.
And because they show me, well, but with them saying at last, I feel like you've been waiting a long time for this person to come to you. And it's only now that it's almost like the barriers are down that they're going to be able to come in. And I know that as I look at this new person, they're going to have this real love of books and reading. So that's one clue. And if I look at them, like, physically, I almost see that they look quite, I want to say they've got an intelligent look about them. They look quite slender and tall. And I think they have dark hair, but they wear glasses as well. And I get around them the initial T. So I don't know if their name's going to be Thomas or Timothy, but just remember that. But I know that the book thing is a big thing for them. They're like mad on reading, you know?
I'm the same way.
Well, you'll be very well
to read.
Well, you'll be very well matched. That will be a good match for you.
Oh, very good.
And I think they're going to be a Pisces. I'm looking at Pisces as the star sign. Okay?
Very good.
Well, I hope that's helped you, Annette. Thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank
it's been
you.
Lovely
that was
to
excellent.
Talk to you.
That
oh,
was
thank you,
thank
Annette.
Thank you. Blessings
you take
to
care.
You both. I will.
And you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Annette, for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike's Sport FM, and you'll be able to copy that reading my archives. So I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines, and I believe that we have Tristan online. Tristan, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, how are you?
I am doing very well, thank you. May I ask you, Tristan, where you're calling from?
I'm from Florida.
Wonderful. You know, I'm due to visit Florida in September.
Well, it's going to be really hot down here.
You know, I hope it is, because I'm hoping I'm going to get a chance to maybe go to the beach. I'm really looking forward to going on the beach in Florida. I've never been to Florida before, so I'm hoping that you know, I'm going to have a wonderful time. I'm sure I am, and you know, I know that I've got plenty of work lined up there as I land in Florida. So can I ask you, Tristan, what's the reason that you called in for?
I wanted to have your co-host, see what she finds from the spirit world as far as a relationship for me.
Okay. Okay, Elizabeth, are you happy to do another straight away?
Absolutely. Hello, Tristan.
Hello.
Hello. It's great that you've asked that about relationships, because I've got these wonderful cards by a lady called Doreen Virtue, who's actually, I actually saw her in Florida, funnily enough. I went to the I Can Do It conference in 2006, and I did meet her there, which was wonderful. She does these lovely cards called the Romance Angels. So I'm very, very pleased you've asked about that. What's interesting is I pull some cards out for you, Tristan. Straight away, I've got the Forgiving and the Learning card. I do think, Tristan, that in the past you've been very, very hurt by somebody. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And the reason this has come up, because you've got to take it now as like a learning process, because I think you're a little bit scared of getting your fingers burnt again where relationships are concerned. But what's very interesting is that you've got this card that says release your ex. So I believe psychically you're not quite over that. And I think you've got to do a little bit of work on yourself to allow that now to fade away, to go away into the background, so that it doesn't blacken further relationships for you in the future. Because I don't think that's going to happen again for you, because you've got this lovely card that says keep an open mind. And when you have this card, it's all about your soulmate coming in for you. So I do believe you're going to be with your soulmate, and that this person is going to love to talk, because you've got the card that says heart-to-heart conversations. So I think this is going to be a super union of the two of you. I don't think that it's far away. I'm looking into the beginning of August, where I see romance highlighted for you. So I think the beginning of August this year is going to be a significant time romantically. And I do believe that this person is romantic, because now they're showing me like red roses and things. So not everybody is a romantic, you know, but this person is. So you've got the joy of somebody really wooing you in an old-fashioned way, which I really think you will enjoy and like, because they're the kind of person that holds the doors open for you and knows how to treat a lady. So I think that that'll just be exactly what you need. And as I look at my other cards for you, Tristan, I've got this lovely card that says devotion. And I know whenever we get devotion, it's going to be a mutual feeling where two people are really, really committed and devoted. Now, have you been previously married, Tristan?
Yes.
Because I say, I'm getting this, right? I can hear these words. She said she'd never marry again. She said she'd never marry again. I want to reverse that and say, haha, you think you won't marry again and you believe it, but you know what? You will. They're showing me the veil. They're showing me the vows being read. And although you may believe that this would never happen or you'd never agree to it, you meet this person, they become so solid in your life that you will take that extra step and you will want the full commitment.
Wow. That's great.
So just forget all those doubts that you had previously, because let me tell you, it is coming for you. It really, really is. What I want to say also, I've just pulled the family card out. Are you from a large family?
Not really.
Well, they are. They're from a very large family, and I think that you're going to be welcomed into their family with open arms. I see two significant children around this person for you. I see that they're quite grown up, and they will also welcome you in, because sometimes other, you know, people's children are not always welcoming, but I see these, and it looks like a boy and a girl, that they'll be glad. They'll be really glad that you are there in this person's life, and they'll open their arms to you. So great relationships are starred there. I feel as though there's going to also be a link with somebody called Sally or Sammy, because they show me S-A, and I don't think that you've met them yet, that they've come in, but it's all connected. So the name Sally or Sammy, I feel. Now, would you understand quite a significant auntie for you in the spirit world?
Significant in what way?
I've got a lady that steps forward to me, and I feel that she's mom's sister. Do you understand that?
Mom's sister.
I've got a lady, but she feels like an aunt. That's where I want to put her, around you. And is there anybody called Eileen or Irene or Iris?
Oh, my God. Yes, I have an Aunt Irene. Oh, my God. But she's on the other side.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Aunt Irene. You understand in spirit, in the spirit world.
Yes, I can't believe that she came through. What the hell does she want?
She just wants to be remembered. She's saying hello to you. She's saying she knows that things have been really hard for you at the moment, but things are improving. She says, you're on the right road, girl. You're on the right road. Keep it going.
Okay.
So encouraging you. But yeah, Aunt Eileen, and how lovely that she came through so strongly and gave her name to you. She's got a bit of a quirky sense of humor.
Yeah, she did.
She's one of these people that you wouldn't forget very easily, because she's a bit sort of, I don't know whether I'd call her sarcastic or whether I'd just say she's a bit quirky in a sense of humour, but she kind of feels like it's really funny that she's come through, and a little bit like, you know, that you would feel that she was being a bit sarcastic or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do understand that.
It's just her vibrant personality, which I think is lovely. She's making me laugh, but goodness knows what this means, Tristan. But it's almost like she's shown me this painting or a picture, and she's just made a hole in it, as if she's just bashed it over somebody's head.
Oh, my God, that sounds like her.
Do you know, it's so funny what I can see, as if she's just like bashed it over somebody's head, and she thinks that's really, really funny. So it's probably a picture that she doesn't like, and she's not having any of it. But what a character.
I'm sorry?
I said, what a character.
Oh, very much so a character.
wonderful that she came through. Will you keep in touch with us and let us know how things work out for you?
I certainly will. Your last caller, you had mentioned the name Thomas, about
yes.
a man, Thomas, and that's who I'm kind of interested in. His name is Thomas.
Really?
And I was like, is that for me?
Is he a book person? Does he, like, work in the library, or has he got a connection to books?
I'm not really sure yet.
Well, see if you can find out about that.
I mean, I know he does, like, paperwork and stuff like that.
I'm more like a real bookworm or some career in publishing or something like that.
Okay.
Hey, but we're going to have to leave it there today.
Okay.
Tristan, we've got quite a lot of calls to get through, but I'm glad you understood that reading, and thank you so much. Look me up on Facebook. It's Elizabeth Lee Crowther. I'd love to add you as a friend on there and keep you up to date with what we're doing.
Very great. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Come on over to Mike's Spirit FM, where you will have a copy of that reading in my archives. I say thank you very much for calling there. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. I'm not sure whether this is a Skype name, but it's Tomica. Are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, is that a Skype name or is that your name?
That's my name.
That's your name. Okay, no problem at all. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
California.
California. Okay, wonderful part of the world in California, isn't it? Can I ask you what the reason that you called in for?
I was calling about my marriage.
Okay.
And trying to figure out what's going to happen with this relationship.
Okay, let me make a link to the spirit world, then we'll see where we're going. Is that okay?
Fine.
Okay. Okay. See, and I know I'm becoming aware of a gentleman. As I've got your voice, that's where I need to connect to, see? You know, I've got a gentleman that wants to build his vibration up here with me. And as I'm seeing this gentleman, I know that he would be quite a strong gentleman in his character-wise. I believe he was the kind of fellow, whatever he had to say out there would come, please, or offend. And I know that we would have done what this gentleman asked us to do, okay? Because I know that he would have been very important in our lives. I believe that he would have been very strong, very influential in your life as well, when he was here with us. I believe I want to say to you that, you know, I know as he makes a connection here that he holds onto his chest. So I know that's very, his breathing is very much labored as he makes a connection here with me, okay? I do believe that he would link in your family. And if I'm honest with you, I believe he takes you towards your dad's side of the family as he makes a connection. I know that he'd be quite a nicely rounded gentleman in the features there. I don't want to say too big of his build, but quite nicely rounded, particularly in his features there. Okay, do you understand who he is?
On my dad's side? I have no idea who that is. I know my dad has passed away, but I don't know too many gentlemen on his side that I know of that are gone.
Okay, and does your dad fit that description?
Round?
In the features, round in the features. Very strong in his character, is whatever he had to say out, he would come, please, or offend. But he,
towards his older age, yeah, he had his pot belly.
Okay.
He has a round face.
Okay, perfect, because I know that's how I can see this gentleman coming here, okay? So, you know, well, when I say when he comes to dad's side, that would mean that he's on the dad's side of the family. So you could be your dad, your granddad, or your brother of dad.
Yeah, my father, that's my dad.
Okay, because I know that's where he makes a connection here with me at the minute, okay? And what I've been right in saying to you that he was very strong in your life. He would always do what's right by his family, because I know that he makes it where his family is very important to him.
Yeah.
When he was here with us, because I know that he wants me to be, I'm not going to get mad with you, far from it, but he wants me to be as if he could have got mad if people annoyed his family, or if people got on the wrong side of his family. I know that he would get quite annoyed about this.
Yeah,
because
that's
the way it makes me feel. And, you know, he loves this quality of his life. He loved the quality time that he had with his life when he was here with us, even though he tells me that towards the end of his life, it got a bit difficult day for him. But I know that he loved the quality of his life and what he'd done with his life. I know that he was a hard-working and honest man, because he says to me, I was always honest when I was here up on the shit. So do you understand he was a very honest man, hard-working
yeah.
kind of fella?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Okay, good, because I know he comes through. And you know, I know the question that you asked about your marriage, okay? Would I be right to say to you that you feel at the minute as if there's like a lack of support there with you at the minute? Do you understand that you feel as if you're standing alone at the minute? Is that right?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that you feel as if, you know, enough is enough, it's about time that things came right in my life? Because I know that you've been working so hard, and if I can use the word fighting so hard for things to be right in your life for such a long time, why isn't it coming right? Does that make sense there to you?
Yeah.
And he tells me that you've been getting all upset about this, you've been getting all emotional about this as well, because I know that he talks to me about emotion, he talks to me about tears, but he says to me, you know, that you're not the kind of person that shows the tears, to show the emotions. You kind of put on this brave face for everyone, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And he says to me, you know, if we can break through those barriers and just bring it down one at a time, he says to me, there's a multitude of things that you feel is wrong. Now, what I'd be right in saying there to you, that I got to be careful what I'm saying sometimes because it'll just come out. And but if I say to you that you've been consulting with the spirit world in how to deal with this situation, where do you go from here? It's like as if you're kind of wanting direction at the moment. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay, because he says to me that he's been in your life, he knows what's going on, and he is trying to give you the direction that you're looking for, okay?
Yeah,
now, I believe, I say to you that it's only been the last day or two, you've put your foot firmly down, you've spoke your mind, haven't you, is that right?
Yes, I have.
And it's kind of as if you're giving like an ultimatum to someone, either do this or sort this out, or whatever, you've been given an ultimatum out, is that right?
Yeah, I did last year.
Okay, and you know, that kind of helped for a little while there, didn't it?
Yeah, he was gone for a year, and he just came back in December.
Okay.
And it's just been going downhill.
Downhill from there, okay. Because he says to me it helped last time, and it helped you last time, okay? So I know that he says to me, you have to put your foot down and be firm about it, and whatever you say, you have to stick by. And he says, don't go back over the old stuff over and over and over again. Let's look forward, because I know it can work.
Yeah.
Okay?
That's my whole thing. That's what he does.
Okay. That's fine.
The other party, he does that. He brings up all this old stuff that has nothing to do with today.
There we are. Okay, because that's exactly what your dad tells me. Okay, it's time that we looked forward. Forget what's happened, because that's in the past. And it's time for us to look forward to the future. I know it can work, okay, with you and your partner, if only that, and I say this in no loose terms, and please don't get me wrong, if only we could put the past behind us. But I believe that he has a little bit of difficulty in putting the past behind himself there. Is that right?
Yes, he do.
Okay. See, and I do believe that I want to say, it's like as if I want to point the finger. So has he been pointing the finger, or have you been pointing the finger? Because it's like I'm putting blame on someone here. Do you understand?
He blames me for a lot of things. Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
Okay, because I know that I want to point the finger. Not me personally, please don't get me wrong here, but I know
what
I'm told, that, you know, the finger's been pointed, and you know, it's doing no favors, it's doing you no favors, it's doing him no favors, because it's causing, and excuse the expression, but it's causing like a small little war between the two of you, because you're feeling, why have I have to go through this all over and over and over again? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yes.
Okay, and it's breaking you down in somewhat way, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's tiring. I'm already tired of it. So it's just like, where do I go from here? What direction must I go to be happy? Because I'm ready to be happy now.
Yes, of course. And, you know, that's what your dad tells me, that you need that you need to be settled in your life, okay? You need to be feeling comfortable of where you are in your life, okay? And I know that he is quite pleased to see that you recognize this. Now, don't get me wrong here, but would I be right in saying to you that you've kind of either ripped down on paper, or it's in your mind that if it's still the same by...
Yes, I did do that.
Okay, and I believe it's by September, isn't it? By September, if it's not right by September, it's time
to... I told him I was going to move out in September. That's what I just told him this morning.
There we are, perfect, because I know that your dad tells me, by September, if it's not right by then, it's time for us to do something drastic, because, you kind of follow your dad in your character, isn't you? Because I know that's the way your dad would be when he was here with us. If he said something, he meant it, and he would give it time, wouldn't he? You know, he says to me, things can't change overnight. Don't be so silly, and you know that's what he says to me. Don't be silly; it can't change overnight. It takes time.
Yeah, but this been over 12 years now.
Okay.
So I'm like, it's not an overnight situation. This is on and off.
Please don't get me wrong, okay? Please don't get me wrong. What I'm saying to you, now it's been addressed. It's not going to change overnight, okay? We have to, like your dad would give it a bit of time now for it to start coming right, and that's what he's saying by the September. If it's not right by the September, then I know that you've already made steps to do drastic changes, as you've already said, by September that you're going to move out. And that's fine, okay? Because your dad recognizes and he understands that, okay? Now, I don't know, would I be right in saying that in some kind of way that you understand the spirit world yourself in some way? Is that right?
Yeah, I do.
Good. Because he says to me, God, girl, you know of when we are there with you. You know of when we're around your vibration.
Yeah, because I want to know if it was true, because I saw a shadow. Like, I was laying on my couch crying last night, and I saw a shadow come right by me.
Okay, please don't tell me no more, because it's up to me to tell you these things, okay? He says to me that you are aware of spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. And I wish that you hadn't said that, but never mind. If I say to you that as soon as you saw it, it disappeared just as quick, is that right?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Because he said to me that we are trying to attract your attention in so many ways, just to let you know that he's around your vibration. And, you know, there's a whole host of people, actually, in the spirit world that wants to come through, and particularly this other lady wants to join us. And I believe that she was a very, very strong lady in her character, is because she just muscles her way in here, if I can say that to you. And I believe she just pushed him out of the way, and you know, that's the way it was when these two was here with us. And as she pushes him out of the way, I'm laughing. Please excuse me laughing. But, you know, she just out of the way, it's my turn. And, you know, she's a very well-presented, a very well-proud lady, a very big of a build, particularly in the front area of her body. Because I know she just, you know, raises her hands up here and she says, out of the way, it's my time. Okay? And I know that this is the way she would have been in this life of when she was here with us. She would have always been the one that, you know, could have always calmed things down. And she says to me, girl, God, we need to calm it down, okay? We need to bring it back to normality here for you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you could only see me, you know, my hands are waving around your tent of the dozen, because that's the way she would be. Always her hands would have always gone tent of the dozen.
Yeah, that's my godmother.
There we are, perfect, because I know that the influence that she has in your life was very strong and very determined, okay? And I know that's what I need to put in front of you, is this strong character, this determined character here. And, you know, no matter what, you have to... okay. You kind of have to put yourself out there, okay? Now, I'm not saying that... I have to say it the way I see it, okay? And I will be honest. Okay, I have to say it as I see it and as I feel it, okay? Now, would I be right in saying that within this year of you being apart, okay, there's been more fingers pointed at, like, where have you been in this time? What have you been doing? Who have you been with? Does that make sense there, Joe?
Yeah.
Okay, see, and that's not a good base, is it? It's not a good foundation to build from, because I know that she says to me, you know, it's not good this way. We have to have a fresh start at things, okay? And you know, I'm going to take this advice myself, because I know that I'm going through something in my life. But I know that she says to me about we have to have a fresh start, wipe the slate clean, and go from there onwards, okay? Now, for some reason, she says to me, have you hurt your hand or something? What's the problem with your hand?
I have ganglion cysts.
Okay, that's fine, because she says tell her about her hand, and that way that'll prove to her that she's there with you. Okay, so know the standard, And, you know, I've always said and always will say, if these conditions are recognized there in the spirit world, know that the healing's going that way anyway, okay? Yeah. He says it's time that we brought a new element in here. And for some reason, you know, if I said to you that you want to change lots in your life right now, because it's like I want to change like a job, or I want to go into a new job, I want to do something.
I want to get a new job because of my hands. I'm trying to find something else that where it's not so repetitive. Because I have these ganglion cysts, and I can't really do too many things with these in my hands.
Okay, because she talks to me here about her hand, about your hands there, okay? So again, it's her way of recognizing, it's her way of saying to you that she's around your vibration. It's her way of proving to you that she is there in your life here, okay? Huh. But I know you said something about the shadows, but you know, if I said to you that you've kind of been dreaming a lot about the people in the spirit world as well, does that make sense there, Jim?
I've been wondering why, though.
See, because the reason why is because she wants to prove her existence to you. You know?
Oh. So that dream so you're saying that dream I did have of one person was real? Because it kind of scared me to death.
Okay. See, the dream that you're having, okay, or this one that I can see, the dream that I can see that you're having, it's more like a reality, like, if I can put this, and please do not take this personally, like a wake-up call to you, okay? Would you understand? A wake-up kind of a dream, okay? Because that's what she talks to me about, you know? I could spend hours and hours and upon hours with you talking to you about these lovely people here in the spirit world, because they are just genuine, lovely people, strong in their character-wise, very strong, but loving kind of a people. They wouldn't do a bad thing to anyone. But believe you me, I know if you'd done any bad to them or to the family, you would soon know, because I know that they would think nothing of just pushing you away, completely pushing you out of the way, because don't hurt one of my babies. That's what I want to put with you, and that's, I believe, would be the words, don't hurt one of my babies, because you will soon find out about it, okay? And you know, we kind of like your new hair. Would you understand the new hair?
Yeah.
Because they like your new hair, they keep telling me, okay? So again, it's just their way of proving to you that they are very much around your vibration there, okay? Know that they're around you, and you know, you stick by your guns, but I know you have to, maybe not you, but the slate needs to be wiped clean and start afresh. It can work if only you can
I don't want to put any more energy into that.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm just ready to move on and find somebody new.
Okay, we're born with free will. That's entirely your choice. But I know, you know, if we could wipe the slate clean and have a fresh start, it could work. But we have to put lots of energy into it. That's a difficult thing there, because there's so much going on. We need to do what you feel is best. Okay? Does that help you a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, thank you.
Okay. Bye. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. I do believe that we have Mindy online here. Mindy, are you there with us?
I am, Mike. Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak with you. I had a reading with Nick, and my call got dropped, and I just think that you're so terrific, and I just feel very blessed to have the opportunity to connect again. So thank you so very much.
Oh, that's absolutely wonderful. Well, thank you very much for saying that, you know, because it's always nice to have some wonderful feedback, okay? And thank you. But can I ask you, Mindy, what the reason that you called in for?
It's, I guess, a message from Spirit. I am on a crossroads, and would love to hear what I need to hear. I'm very open to the process.
Okay, well maybe if we... me and Elizabeth work together there with you, okay? Is that okay, Elizabeth, if we kind of connect together with this lovely lady?
I think that would be wonderful, Mike. Straight away, I don't know, Mindy, have you got any connections to anybody called Harry or Harvey?
I do, Harry.
Harry? Because straight away, as I'm hearing you speak, I get the name Harry coming through to me straight away. Who's Harry?
He's my ex-husband's grandfather.
Oh, okay. And you understand Harry in the spirit world?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I know this person steps forward from the spirit world to be remembered to you. And do you know if he had a lot of trouble with his throat and difficulty with, like, lung problems and breathing?
Breathing probably at the end.
It seems more significant than that, the way I get it, because, I mean, obviously, you know, no disrespect, a lot of people do have difficulty with breathing at the end, but almost
sure.
like there was a lung issue and problems within the chest is what I pick up. So I've got to give it.
Are we with Harry or are we with his son?
Did you say Harvey was his son?
Are we with his son? His son is the one that had very difficulty breathing.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then. That's fine. It's I'm trying to hear you, but I've got a bad connection.
Oh, I do apologize.
No, it's not your fault.
Okay.
So if you don't, you know, if I don't hear you properly, that's all it is. I'm just going to quickly look at the cards for you.
Thank you.
And did you, has Dad gone over into spirit?
My dad has not.
I'm looking, and I can hear the word dad, so whatever link I've got then, they're connected
mm-hmm.
to your father.
Okay.
And I also get the initial A. Is there anybody called Alan or Albert?
Yes, thank you very much. Alvin is
Alvin.
My dear uncle on my mom's side.
Oh, okay, because I get that, you understand
thank
Alvin
you.
Being spirit too.
Yes, thank you so very much. I'm very honored. I am
so
very honored. Thank you.
I have Alvin stepping forward to be remembered to you as well. So you've got a lot of love coming in from the spirit world. Now, I've just pulled a couple of cards out for you there. And one of them is the card that says patience and planning. And as I look at the picture on the card, I do look at this as like the foundations of your life as well. Because the picture is like two pillars on the card. And I think there's a lot of things where you feel as though you're at a part of your life now where you're eager and anxious to move forward, but
Absolutely.
you're having to plan a lot of it, and it hasn't gone all to plan as you would like it. Let me tell you this. It's not going to take too much more now of your plans
Thank
for
you.
Them to come into fruition, but I have got the balance card around you. Now, what I want to say this, is that when we get the balance card, this can also be to do with something of a legal nature where
that is correct.
A solicitor needs to overlook something or you need to do things correctly by the book. So you understand that, do you?
Thank you so very much. Absolutely.
Now,
I do.
This needs very much of very important, you need to be taking this seriously, basically. And
my pleasure
too. It
yes.
needs to be looked at with great importance, okay? Because I
yes.
know as you give it your full-on attention, that's where you're going to make great inroads where this is concerned. You've also
Thank
got
you.
the card here that says choose wisely. And I know you're not the one to just go headlong into making rash decisions. But what I need to point out to you is that you need to really take your time over this, digest it, and then by you meditating on it and taking things nice and slowly, the correct path will appear for you and you will make the right choices and decisions. I want you to look out also for somebody called Claire, okay? So just remember I've told you that.
Okay, I will. Thank
because
you. I'm very honored. Thank you.
No, you're welcome, because I get that name, but I also get the name of Helen or Helena.
Oh, my grandmother. I thank you.
So she's stepping forward. As I hear this info about you taking your time to make these decisions correctly, the legal thing, that's
you.
Where that's coming from. She's saying that's how she would handle it, and that's how she's encouraging you to handle this situation that's around you currently, okay?
I thank you. I'm so honored, and it's so wondrous how spirit comes through with the exact thing that you need to hear. And I find it so wonderful to have heard, and I'm honored to have an ex-husband's father, grandfather come through, because his father was always cheering me on. His son was not so nice to me here on the earth plane, but in the circle of love, it's such great vindication and healing for me from that yucky experience that I had with his son. But they continue to come forward for me. And I honor my uncle and, of course, my grandmother, who was a businesswoman in her own right, to give me that advice. My heart is overflowing right now, and I thank you for delivering that message to me.
I'm merely the channel. I really am.
Thank you.
I'm only as good as that, what they can communicate to me. So it's an honor to connect for you and to give you that evidence and to give you that love and support from the spirit world. So thank you for taking the messages so readily.
Thank you. I'm trying to get to the UK, actually, with a project that I've been working
really?
On. I'm going on 3 years now, and I'm just waiting for two buyers to make their decision.
You come over to the UK, you get in touch with me, and it would be an honour to invite you onto my radio show for a personal reading. So you get in touch with me when you're in the UK. We're based in a place called Stourbridge in the West Midlands. You can get me through Facebook, and you'd be more than welcome to come into the studio. I would love to invite you.
I am honoured.
You're welcome. I'm going to hand you over to Mike now, because I know we're running short of time, and I don't want you
to be
shortchanged on your reading. So let's see what Mike can get for you now.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Beth, and thank you, Mindy, as well, because I know that as Beth was talking away there, and you know, I had your voice, and that's the main thing. And I do believe I have a lady that draws closer to me from the spirit world. And I know that this lady, bless her heart, I know that she comes forward. She makes her way that she lost lots of weight before she passed home to the spirit world, because I know that I see, and she starts to slim down right towards the end of her life there. I know that she makes her way that she got so frail and fragile towards the end of her life. It was difficult for her to kind of do the things that she needed to do. And I know that she makes her way of the connections of the hospitals here, because I know I'm hearing all the machines bleeps in the background, and she says to me, you know, that she was all so nice to her, and she says, everybody done everything they possibly could for me, they all came around, they all helped me, but you know, it was, I'm not saying it wasn't enough for her, because it certainly was, because she, you know, she certainly appreciated everybody being there, but it just wasn't quite enough, because, you know, it was her time to go, and she says to me, you have to, it was just my time to go, and she says to me, you know, that she knew, bless her heart, she knew she was ready to go home to the spirit world. She did, because she says to me that she made sure that she had a chance to say goodbye to everyone, and it's like as if we all didn't realize of what she was saying, but you know, because I believe her speech was even affected by the way that she speaks here, and she says, you know, but I had to say goodbye to everyone. You would understand who I've got with me.
Yes, I do, and I thank you so very much. I haven't heard from her in a while. She was my dear, dear friend that I worked closely with.
Please don't be sorry, but I know that she's around me and I have to work with her, and she says to me, you know, that she needs to be in your life, okay? And as you said, she's a friend that you worked with. I believe that she comes through with the encouragement, you know, and to say,
I love
you,
her.
You know, if I said, and I've spoken many times on my show of how grateful I am for being able to connect to the spirit world. And it's thanks to certain people that kind of pushed me onto my pathway, that kind of made me work and made me understand the gift that I had, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm so grateful for this one particular lady, and I've mentioned her name several times on my show, Gwen, the wonderful ambassador that she is, that kind of, you know, put me on the right direction and showed me how to do things. I believe in some way that this lady herself means so much to you in that way.
Yes.
Maybe not connecting to the spirit world, but you know, she had this wonderful ambience about her to kind of push you forward. And
absolutely,
I believe it's perfect, because I know it's like as if I'm looking at Gwen, okay? Because this is how she comes through with me. You know, I would take so much time to spend with Gwen, and you know, I'm so grateful for her being exactly who she is, and I know that you feel exactly the same about this lady in the spirit world. And I know as she comes forward, it's like, you know, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to work with you. I'm going to understand see, if I say to you that every time that you thought that you've come or you've almost got there, because I believe that many times that I'm there, and then all of a sudden, bang, we hit a brick wall. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
And so devastating every single time, but you know, you come back every single time and you come over this brick wall, you kind of climb over it, and that's where it feels like the biggest hurdle in your life you've actually achieved it, and then all of a sudden here we go again, we're on this road and we run in as fast as we can with it, and then bang, here we go again. Okay, because I know that your life has been like this, because it's I gotta slow down. It's hard, isn't it?
It is.
And it's devastating every single time. Do you understand of this?
Absolutely. I'm so close. And I just want to keep moving forward and being... I want to be of service.
Good.
I would like to be of service.
Good. Well, Mindy, I know that the reason why she's come for is to say to you that, you know, that she's so close with you now. She wants to uplift the vibration. She wants you to move forward. Okay, she wants to put you where you need to be in life. Okay,
thank you.
I know that you worked so hard and so tirelessly. You know, if we got paid the man hours that we kind of put into this project, my God, you would be a millionaire, because I know that you put so much time into it, and I've had so little back, because I know it feels as if it's coming quick enough. I need it to happen now. Okay, and I know that she wants me to just kind of pick you up and run with it. You know, it sounds like a bit of role reversal here, you know. I know I'm coming out into America in September, and you're so desperate to come here to the UK. You know, if only that we could swap lives for just maybe a few weeks, you know, I know that would sort things out there for you, you know, and I wish I could do that for you, to swap lives for you. And like Elizabeth, you know, if there's anything that we can do here for you, then please, all you have to do is ask, you know, just message
us. I'm honored.
Please just message.
Thank you. I will.
It's Mike Davis Medium. Elizabeth is Elizabeth Lee Crowther. You know, you just message us, and we will do everything that we possibly can in our power to help you and to overcome. But I know that this wonderful lady is with you. She says to me that her eyesight kept going towards the end of her life. She couldn't see properly towards the end of her life. You understand? Yeah, good. Because she thinks that she needs to. She would have to squint all the time to kind of look at you. And she says, you know, I recognized every one of you, even though that I had this problem with my eyes. And why does she talk about having something drained? Would she have to have something drained? Do you understand, like, and I believe from my eyes, it's like as if I need something drained off my eyes all the time, because it's like at the back, something's affecting the back of my eyes all the time. Do you understand?
Yeah, she had, the cancer had spread to her skull, and she was a brilliant... I'm sure she remains brilliant in spirit, but she was known as the great one. She was a television executive. Mm-hmm.
The energy she comes with is, you know, if I could only bottle this, I would be a millionaire myself. I really would, you know, because the feeling she gives me, you know, I'm tingling from head to toe, and I love working for the spirit world, and I love the energy that they can come through with. And this lady certainly gives me that energy. And she says to me, you know, it's only today that you've been looking at yourself. And I believe, and please correct me if I'm wrong, you've been stood in front of a mirror looking at yourself, giving of your, and I don't know if it's the right word, but giving of a speech to yourself to see if you conduct it correctly.
Yes.
Do you understand that?
Absolutely. I said, I'm going to get this done. This is my reality. I've got to get this done.
Because she says to me here that she was watching you. Okay, she was stood by the side of you as you were conducting your speech or giving your style point or whatever it was. You were stood in front, and this must have been a long length mirror, wasn't it? Because you was looking at yourself all over to see if your composure was right. And she says to me, you know, it's absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
I know that you've worked this so hard. You've got it down to a fine art. You understand that, yeah?
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
See, again, you know, I could spend hours, and I know that Elizabeth could spend hours with you as well, because...
Okay.
Hang on a minute.
Okay.
Why does she make me feel that my... it's my chest, coming up into my top of my chest here. I feel a terrific, like, discomfort here at the minute, and I believe this may be settled with yourself. Do you understand that you've been having some discomfort in the top part of your chest of late?
Not as of yet.
Okay, hang on, because I'm not going to give you any discomfort like that, because I'm certainly feeling this discomfort at the top of my chest here. I feel, and excuse this way it's going to come out, but I have to give it to you as I get it. It feels as if I'm going to be violently sick all the time here, because I feel it's coming, okay? Even though I'm not going to be sick, and, well, I hope I'm not. Well, please not. Not now. Not live on air. Wouldn't make good radio. But I know that it feels as if I'm going to be violently sick here. And, okay, I've got it. Thank you very much. There's a gentleman that stands by me now as well, okay? And this is him. I know that he would be violently sick towards the end of his life there. Couldn't stop himself. And I know that this would be up in your dad's family here, because I know that he takes me to my dad's side. So you would understand of him in your dad's family. Is that right?
I don't know. I do apologize.
No, please don't apologize. It's up to me to find him, to work with him, and to give you, present you the evidence that he comes with, okay? And as I say, I believe that he's in your dad's side. I know that he's violently sick towards the end of his life. He tells me that it's to do with his lungs, because the conditions he worked with, it was his lungs that gave up on him, and I believe that's what made him physically and violently sick towards the end of his life. I know that he makes it aware that he wasn't aware of this condition until it was maybe too late, because of he wasn't recognized until the end. Okay, he wasn't recognized.
I believe you were with the ex-husband's father.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yes.
Now
he always comes through for me.
Okay,
and it's always about the UK, because I say, please help me get to the UK.
Okay.
He's always there. He always comes through. I'm so honored that he comes through for me.
Good. And, and you know, we all talk about our exes. You know, I have an ex-wife, and you know,
his name is. Yeah.
You know, I must say that my ex-wife, you know, we get along really well, and you know. I'm not going to let any secrets out of the bag here, far from the word, but, you know, we get on better than we ever have, I must say, and you know, I'm really grateful for that, and, you know, I'm even doing bits of work with her dad as well, you know, because I'm a builder as well, and we've been doing work together, which is quite strange, because, you know, I was looking at the chat room early on, and people were saying, never say never, and you know, I said at that time of when she became my ex-wife, I'll never ever work with her dad again, and lo and behold, the last 2 days I've been doing work with him everywhere, but never mind.
Yes.
But I know that
love prevails anyway.
Of course. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm conscious of the time, okay, so I'm not going to go on too much longer here, but you know, I know that all these people have joined us from the spirit world to uplift your vibration, and I know that it's needed, okay? And as I said earlier on before, you know, talking about the chat room, please be patient with us. We'll spend as long as we need with any particular person, okay? Obviously, it's needed there with yourself. It's so needed at the minute for you to be pushed forward, for you to do what's right for yourself, because would I be right in saying that you believe this is your last chance?
Yes.
Okay, see, because he says to me, you know, she thinks it's his last chance. God, she's got to get there. Okay, do you understand her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I've been waiting now on the third month now from two buyers that once I get the decision, then I have to go to that legal work that Elizabeth finally kindly shared with me. And I have a gal in the UK that doesn't like Americans too much, and she doesn't want me to move forward with this brand too much.
Oh, I know I want to teach you. It's something to do with, like, big retailing, isn't it?
That is correct.
Okay, that's fine. You know, just take their love, okay? Please come back and listen to the reading again on Mike Spirit FM. Download it. Keep a copy for yourself. I know that in a few weeks, whatever it's going to be, you're going to look back over and you're going to say, you know, we actually done it, okay? I know that's what these people have come to say to me. So please take their love, and I'll say thank you very much for calling in.
Oh, thank you, Mindy. Lovely to connect with you.
I love you both, and God bless you both, and thank you for your service. I will follow you. I thank you for your service, really.
You're welcome.
And for
God
bringing
bless
in
you
my
too.
Loved ones. But thank you again.
Bye-bye.
Nope. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much. Elizabeth, we've come to the end of the show. You know, I can't believe how fast it's gone. I only looked up there for a quick second and I thought, we're almost there, you know.
What an amazing show, though, Mike, and super reading. So I'm so pleased that everybody's had, you know, an enjoyable experience with their readings tonight. I love working with you. You know I do. And I look forward to working with you in the future.
You know, Beth, that future is just around the corner, isn't it? Because, you know, I know, and this has nothing to do with being a medium, psychic, or whatever you want to call us. I know that the energy between us, it's perfect for us to work with, and I know the spirit world will create the right place, atmosphere, time, and so on there. But, you know, Elizabeth, I'm looking forward to coming back onto your show next week, and please tell people how they can tune in to listen to your show and listen to me there, giving that a bit of information on how to develop.
Absolutely. www.thebridgeradio.net on the Spiritual Calling Show every Sunday, 5 till 7 p.m. UK time. And, of course, your regular slot is 10 past 6 every Sunday, where you're going to help people develop their own abilities and their own mediumship and their own psychic gifts. So I look forward to you being on the show every week now, Mike. So
yeah,
thank
okay,
you so definitely. Much for that.
Okay, well, Elizabeth, you've been a wonderful guest, as always. Please join Elizabeth on Facebook. It's Elizabeth Lee-Crowther on Facebook. I'm on Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. Please join us. Please follow us. And please keep tuning in. But for me, from Elizabeth, it's good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time.
We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.